good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for our afternoon wrap-up here on this Wednesday. All the market details coming up when we come back right after this. It's the Griswold Cattle Company Commercial Female Sale, Friday, May 6th at the Perkins Oklahoma Stockyard Sale Barn. The sale features 150 pairs, 100 Angus cows of the Linscov Ranch in South Dakota, 40 bred heifers, 150 spring pairs, and bred cows. For more information, call John Griswold, 405-780-3300, or Craig Sand, 405-564-4319, or go to the website www.griswoldcattle.com.
The original zero-turn radius mower, the Hustler, American-made and priced right. Test drive one today at your local dealer. 48 months with no interest. Yes, 48 months with no interest on many models. Your Hustler dealer has models starting at only $27.99. And test drive the 60-inch Raptor SD starting at just $44.99. Hustler, with the best warranty in the industry. And don't forget, 48 months with no interest when you buy a new Hustler. See your local dealer today. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Well, strong losses developed across the market's late 2016 cattle contracts as traders remain concerned about longer-term supply and demand issues. The focus on short-term stability brought light buying into nearby contracts, although the overall tone of the market remained weak. Cattle futures bounced higher and lower through the day based on narrow trading volume, although the overall tone in the market continued to be based on lack of fundamental activity in the market. The hog futures remained, hog futures remained firm fundamentally, but were holding strong nearby losses as traders square positions this week so far. Now, corn prices are mixed. The May corn futures were about a penny lower. Stock market was lower. The Dow Jones lower today, as well as the NASDAQ, which was down about 39 points. On our grain futures here today, the grains started off mostly lower this morning. The wheat futures did turn higher, but the corn remained low. And we saw that through light follow-through selling. That's after yesterday's sharp losses. Concerns about burdensome supplies of commodities and a weak global economy were raising to the forefront again, pressuring stock markets and around the world. Now, crude oil was trying to firm after recent selling. Data out today was expected to show crude stocks rose again last week to another new record, but diesel inventories would likely be down. The wheat prices started off mixed and ended up higher today, with the market trying to hold after winter wheat futures broke below chart support on Tuesday's downdraft. Corn futures were softer again today after futures fell through 200-day moving averages yesterday. While December is so far holding yesterday's lows, July is continued to weaken on trading in Europe as traders continue to mull potential damage to second crop corn in Brazil from hot, dry weather. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.